The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. It's Monday, or Miracle Monday, as we sometimes call it on the program. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to visit with our friend Amanda Grace and talk about God and all that crazy stuff, that conspiratorial stuff about there being a God and hearing from him. And we said, yeah, let's reach out to Amanda. And son of a gun, we got her. Amanda, I hear animals in the background. Is that normal? Where are you?
It is normal. I'm in my office, actually. We have an animal sanctuary here. So that's little Oliver, the button quail, in the big aviary in back of me.
The button quail?
Not this big.
And he makes that much noise. That's amazing.
He does. You know, when I start talking, And the presence of the Lord starts to move, they all begin to chatter. It's quite comical. All of the animals.
There are people who think that's crazy talk. I used to be one of them. I no longer am. It's amazing when you've experienced what we call the presence of God. It's hard to describe. It's certainly not something that you can explain too much, but it is palpable. And I have heard people say that sometimes animals notice it. So you're telling me you live in this animal sanctuary or next to an animal sanctuary and that you have actually noticed this. This is real.
Yes. This is real. And this is something I've noticed over years. So this isn't something I just noticed once or twice and made a theory out of it. Right. This is something I've consistently noticed again and again with these animals.
Well, There's so much to talk about with you. People, in case they don't know you, I'd want to say that you're somebody that you're a public Christian, but you have a specific prophetic gifting. God speaks to you.
Yeah.
You hear what he says. What he says never contradicts the Bible. Otherwise, it's not God. It's the devil or it's somebody else. And you post these things. Tell us if people want to find you or look you up, just so that they know where they can find you.
Okay, they can search Ark of Grace Ministries on YouTube. We have a website. There goes little Oliver again. We have a website, which is Ark with a K, like Noah's Ark, A-R-K, Ark of Grace hyphen Ministries.com. That's our website. We also have an app. You can go to your app store, find Ark of Grace. It's the dove with the olive branch. And we're also on liftable.tv/Ark of Grace.
Okay. So you post stuff on YouTube, and I've noticed that there are people who kind of like steal your stuff and post it on their own YouTube channels, and they get it all screwed up. Like they'll post something like it's new and it's from like a year ago, which is very confusing. But obviously there's not much you can do about those people.
There's so many. They do it with Grace and Glory, too. You know, I do Grace and Glory with Dave Scarlett of His Glory Ministries, and same thing happens.
It gets
pirated.
It gets pirated. Well, let's talk about you. What have you been hearing, or what has God spoken to you recently that you think would be worth sharing?
Okay. Don't mind me as I put my tallit on here. People have seen me do this before. It's my prayer shawl.
Yes.
When I go to talk about things of the Lord, I put it on. So, okay. And I'm just going to pray real quick. Is that okay?
That is more than okay. Let it rip.
Okay. All right. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth come forth, Father God, from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, well, we could talk about the dream first if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, this dream was back in October. Now, I find this interesting because I'm seeing things happen now that I believe tie into this dream. So it was October 29th, 2021, during the night when this dream happened. And I was literally, the way I can explain it to you is that there are dreams and then there's you being taken up in the spirit.
So, Amanda, you were saying that you had a dream October 29th, 2021, and it seems yes. significant right now to some extent. But what you were saying was that, and I love talking about this because I think it's valuable for people who haven't maybe experienced these spiritual things, that it's one thing to have a dream or a vision. It's one thing to get a word from the Lord. But there are people, and Mike Thompson, whom I've had on this program as well, has described this, where you feel, I think Ken Fish also described this, where you are caught up in the spirit. In other words, you have a sense of somehow leaving your body. Look, Paul writes about this. He says, you know, I was in the third heaven, whatever. These things have happened to people who don't experience it. Sometimes it sounds crazy or difficult to believe, but I know you're not crazy. So talk about this. You had an experience of what you call, you know, going, being lifted up in the spirit realm. So this is different from yes. I'm in my room having a dream. This is kind of like you feel that your spirit is taken someplace.
Yes. So yeah, it's like the Lord comes and takes your spirit someplace. Okay. So that's the way it should be when you see these things. So what it was I found myself standing in this stone building that was so high up, on a mountain or something. I couldn't even see, like, you couldn't see anything below. It was almost looked like all clouds. And there were these carved openings that were for windows, but there were no windows in them. And in front of me stood a very large, pure white horse. And I'm talking about, this horse was glowing almost from within, white. And on this very large horse, because this horse was huge. I mean, this horse was probably about 19, 20 hands tall at least. And a normal horse is about 15 hands tall, just to give everybody some perspective.
Right.
There is a man on this horse dressed in this leather centurion armor. Okay. He must have been, gosh, he had to be, 7 feet tall, maybe give or take. He had this black, curly, wavy hair that came just past his ears. There was this deep voice that I think was coming from him, because I was so concerned about doing what they were telling me to do that I wasn't. I just heard the voice was like all encompassing in the room. I can't even explain, but it was just all encompassing.
Now, wait a second. I want to be clear. You said in the room. You were standing on top of this very, very high mountain. You said that you see a small building, a white building. Were you in that building or outside that building?
It was a stone building, and I was inside it.
You were inside the building, and the horse was also inside this building?
Yes.
Oh.
With the rider.
What?
The white horse with the rider on it.
The building. So obviously this was a large-ish building.
Yes, it was large.
Okay.
Okay. So this voice, this all-encompassing voice, tells me first to look to the left. And I look to the left, and an image appears outside the windows, and it was this white-looking city with domes, and some of them had crosses on them, and it was engulfed in flames. And what the rider told me on the horse was that Sodom is burning to the ground. That's what I was told. Sodom is burning to the ground. Then I'm told to look to the right. So I looked to the right, and I was told that a large flood was going to hit the earth. And I saw the storm clouds. I saw them. And this is why we had to come up here to be safe. So they could tell me this.
Did you have a sense in the dream of who the rider on the horse was?
This rider either had to be, in my opinion, one of two people, a very high-ranking archangel, okay, or Jesus himself.
Okay, but you didn't have a clarity on that, but you just knew this was a figure from God speaking,
yes.
riding this huge white
yes.
horse. Wow.
Dressed in a centurion guard. Like, they were dressed in armor.
You know what? We're going to go to a break. Folks, I hope you're interested in this. You really ought to be. We'll be right back talking to Amanda Grace.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Hey, folks, if you could make money off of abortion or pornography, would you do it? I hope the answer is no. But I want to tell you, Robert Netsley, the founder of InspireInsight.com, he was the president of his local pro-life pregnancy center when he discovered that he owned investments in three companies manufacturing abortion drugs. Well, God helped him to see that he was making money from abortion, pornography, LGBT activism, and the list goes on. And that's why he created InspireInsight.com. InspireInsight.com gives you instant access to biblical values data on over 23,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs so you can invest to the glory of God. You need to go to InspireInsight.com today and screen your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts. I did, and I was shocked. Now I'm able to clean out the junk and invest in companies actually doing good things. Go to InspireInsight.com today and register for free. That's InspireInsight.com. Go there. Hey, folks, it's Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show, which means we get to talk about spiritual stuff. Ooh. And we get to talk about a dear friend, Amanda Grace. Amanda, what you're sharing, it's beautiful, even though I don't understand the meaning quite yet, or I don't know if we'll get to that. But you're sharing a vision you had, which actually seems like more than a vision because you've had visions and stuff. But it seemed like to you, it seemed like you were really there, actually. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And this was October 29th, 2021. So this is only months ago.
Yes. It's only months ago that this happened.
So you just said that the first part was that did this figure on the horse tell you to look to the left and you saw this?
Yes.
And you said the figure said that Sodom is burning?
Yes. And yes. So when I was told to look to the left and I saw this city engulfed in flames and some of it had white crosses on it, and I was told Sodom is burning to the ground. And then I was told to look to the right, and that's when I was told about the flood, which is interesting because you have fire and water, which are the two types of judgment in the Bible.
Right.
We've seen both. You've seen water with Noah in Genesis, and you've seen fire with Sodom in Genesis.
Was this the end of this vision for you? Did it end there or was there more?
No, it ended there.
Okay, so this is pretty startling. So you're sleeping, but you have this experience that seems like more than a dream, that you know is more than a dream. It's really, there's real clarity to it, but there's no interpretation. It just happens and it's over. And so what do you do? I mean, if you have this kind of experience, do you call up friends who understand these things better than you do and ask them what they make of it? Or what did you do?
I do at times. Sometimes I'll call who we call my godmother, Barbara, who has been in the prophetic ministry a long time. And so I'll call her because she appears to be very good in this area. So like when these things happen and helping to break it down, there are others I call also. So the first thing I thought to myself is, okay, how many places do I know have domes like this on their buildings? Because I was dealing with the first, look to the left first, right? And when I thought about this, I said, well, you've got Washington, D.C. You've got the Capitol, has the white dome on the building. You've got, is it called St. Peter's Basilica? I think that area.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it depends on the dome. If it's an ornate dome, I think of the Capitol or St. Peter's in Rome. But, you know, I also could think of Greek cities.
That's right.
I could think of cities in Asia Minor, you know, during the in the first centuries. So it's hard to say. But you're saying that the rider on the horse said Sodom is burning.
Yes. And so that's what I'm saying is this was my first sort of deducing going, OK, what areas of the world do I know or places have these domes? You know, just to begin with, just to sort of try to think about and interpret what happened here. Now, the fire and water is big because, like I said, that is the two types of judgment in the Word of God. So that we saw in the book of Genesis. So that to me was fire is purification, right? And water is purging, right? So you have purification. We're refined in the fire, right? All the impurities are burned off. Everything is, you know, that is not of God is burned off. And then you also have water, which is a purging and a cleansing.
Well, both of them are. Both of them are kind of a cleansing and stuff. But, well, that's interesting. So to this point, you really don't know exactly what that was about. In other words, you're just kind of registering this and saying, here it is. I wish my friend Ken Fish were here because he seems to have a gift in interpreting things like this. I'm gonna bother him about this one.
Okay.
But did you have any further thoughts on that, or did that just happen and you're still waiting for the interpretation, so to speak?
Well, one of the other thoughts that came to me, which I found interesting, is in our nation, because this may be beyond our nation, but in our nation, you've got the left and the right. You know what I'm saying? You've got the left, Democrats, right, Republicans, and they're both corrupt. They're both corrupt.
By the way, do not mention Mitch McConnell by name.
No, I will not. They are.
Make sure you don't mention Mitch McConnell or Kevin McCarthy. Do not on this program. We're not going to go. We're not going to get political. Okay. No. So seriously, that's correct. Unfortunately, the left and the right, tremendous corruption on both sides. Yeah.
And they both need to be what? Cleansed and purged of it. So that is another thought that just came to me as I was sort of thinking on this and praying on this for our nation anyway. You know, that was something that, and also because there were crosses on top of some of these buildings, the Lord is talking, you know, judgment begins in the house of God. So the Lord, in a way, is pointing at some of the church too.
I hope
that
so.
That needs to be cleansed. Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, where do you have a sense of where we are in the nation? Because I know that many people in the prophetic world clearly said Donald Trump will be elected to a second term. There's some who still say Mike Thompson has said clearly that Trump will be back. I mean, he said that as from the Lord, not just political prognosticating, but, you know, that God said this to him. I don't know who else you talk to, and some people are so skeptical of this, and I don't blame them. But I do know that people hear from God. I know that you do, and the difficulty always is in the interpretation. Am I getting this right? Am I explaining what I heard, or am I adding my own spin to it? That's where people go wrong, is where they kind of add their own spin to it, and then people misinterpret it and think, oh, God said this, but God didn't say it. God said something else.
Yes, God. Well, that's always is we have a finite mind. And so how we may be looking at something is not the way God is looking at something. And he means one thing and we think it means another. So So that's where we always have to be careful with prophecy, is that the Lord has an eagle eye view. He has a view of the whole block of time of an event happening. So when he is speaking something, he's speaking it because he's already seen the end. And we have to remember that.
I'm trying to remember the last time I spoke with you. Were you sharing about that you had heard from God about the demise of Joe Biden? Maybe I'm confusing you with another conversation I had. I hope not.
It was a dream that I had at the beginning of the year.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay, the year is only a few days old, practically.
It was last year.
Oh, a year ago.
So this, yes, was about a year ago, we'll say, give or take a few months, but yes.
And share that then. Go ahead.
Okay, so this dream had two parts, which was interesting. So the first part, I'm sitting in this auditorium-looking building, and there seems to be a podium at the front, and there seems to be something going on, I don't know, some sort of referendum or something on the elections. And suddenly, as this is going on, now you have people on the left side of the aisle, and you have people on the right side of the aisle. All of a sudden, from the back of the room enters Barack and Michelle Obama. And he was wearing this like almost like bluish gunmetal suit. She was in a white dress, and she's on the right and he's on the left. And when they come down, they split up. They split up. And he went to the left and she went to the right, which I found very interesting. And she actually came and sat near me in the dream. And she was infuriated. She was angry with him. So there was something going on here, which I think you should watch for at a future date. But there's something going on. So right after
birds to shut up? Just kidding.
I'm sorry.
No, it's so hilarious that you're talking and this beautiful cooing in the background. But it's the dove.
Yes,
I love
it's
it.
The dove.
I love it. All right, so it's the dove. But you just said something, and again, I want to be clear. I always want to interpret this stuff. So, you know, when you have a dream like this, it doesn't seem like a normal dream. It seems like another kind of dream, and that's why you're telling it to us right now. It seems like something that God is giving you. For some other purpose. But you're saying in the dream you had a sense that there was a rift between the Obamas, and this is going back a year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it looked to me there was a rift. There was a definite rift. So he was as smug as ever in the dream. And next thing I know, I'm standing on a platform, and I'm looking at a big white screen, and there looks to be this old fighter jet, like from the Tuskegee Airmen. Okay. And I all of a sudden hear an announcement that says Alabama. Now, I think that would be the first state if they were to go in alphabetical order. Alabama might be first.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back, folks. I know you want to hear the rest of this. I certainly do. Don't go away.
Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Okay, Amanda, so you said you're having this dream. It's about a year ago. And in the dream, you hear Alabama, what? Say it again.
Alabama has voted for Trump. It was an announcement. Yeah, is that interesting? So I hear this, right? The next thing it cuts to, and I'm in a bedroom, about the size maybe of our bedroom here in the house, and I see a figure. If I'm standing at the foot of the bed, he would be to the right. But if you're standing at the head of the bed, he would be to the left, okay? I'm standing at the foot of the bed watching this. I see a figure with white hair, very decrepit, very old, in bed, dying.
In the bed.
And in the bed.
Dying.
Dying. And at the head of the bed with him, right next to his head, is Obama. And in the room with Obama was a bunch of Middle Eastern-looking people. And they're waiting for this individual to die as well. And so I saw Obama's left on the floor. There were three shoes, pairs of shoes, that were in a row. One of them was a Middle Eastern pair of sandals. One of them was a pair of dress shoes, and I couldn't really tell what the third one was. And on the bed is a piece of apricot candy, like Turkish Delight. And Obama was getting ready to celebrate. He was waiting for this.
He was waiting for the old man in the bed to die. And now, yes. Did you have a sense that the old man was Joe Biden or not?
I have to tell you something. It kind of real surely looked like him. I have to be honest. It looked like him.
It looked like Joe Biden. Was he wearing aviator sunglasses and a smirk?
No. No, he wasn't. But, you know, hairstyle the same. You know what I mean? Just like there were defining features that look.
But it seems like a very symbolic dream. We described the shoes, the candy. I mean, holy guacamole.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. So I fight through this crowd of Middle Eastern people to get to the bed. And with all my might, I have to reach my hand through. And I snatched the candy away from them, and I took it.
This apricot candy. Now, does this have some symbolic meaning? Why is this apricot?
I'll tell you something interesting, and Pastor Dave actually told me this. He said when Muslims are ready to celebrate the death of their enemies or the death of something in that stratosphere, they pass out candy like Turkish Delight to each other. On 9/11, when 9/11 happened, it was reported that Muslims in this nation were passing out candy to each other.
Well, we know that probably some in other nations were doing that. So you're telling me that that is a thing in that world.
It is a thing in that world. And not only, you know, here for some of them in the U.S., but yes, all over the Arab world.
So you snatched the candy.
I snatched the candy away from them, which is kind of funny, and I ate it so they couldn't have it. I took it and I ate it so they couldn't have it. I'd leave it to an Italian woman to go fight through a crowd and snatch a piece of candy. You know, leave it to an Italian woman to do this. And after that, I woke up.
What a crowd. I mean, my goodness. Now, you don't remember the exact date of this dream?
Oh, my goodness. I could probably find it as we're talking if I.
Well, it matters because if you think about it, when you talked about, you know, Alabama has voted for Trump, that sounds like what happened on January 6th. In other words, January 6th is when, you know, after the trouble in the Capitol, they have their evening, you know, session where every state says we give our electors to this candidate or that candidate. That's exactly what it sounds like, which is what happened on January 6th. So the question is, when did you have the dream?
Okay.
I mean, not that I would know where to go with it, but that's kind of what it sounds like. I don't know that it matters, but I'm just saying I'm curious.
October 21. No. This might have it. Let's see here. I'll tell you something interesting, too. It was, while I'm looking for this, it was October 6th, 2020, that I now realize what I prophesied from the Lord was about January 6th.
Okay, remind us, because I don't remember what you said. October 6th, 2020, so before the election. Yes. God spoke to you prophetically, and I know this is all on your website. And what was that?
what the word said was, in the midst of this word, there was going to be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which had not been seen. It was going to be historic, says the Lord. However, with clashes will come casualties, and there shall be those in both parties that will be exposed for being liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities. And then he emphasized both parties. Now, this is before the election.
Wow.
I now know that was pointing towards that. I also know that back in late November of 2020, I had a dream. And this dream, I was sitting in some sort of hotel lobby or restaurant. And all of a sudden, I hear a loud voice yell the states Georgia and Pennsylvania. But the weird part was this military-looking black phone appeared in my hand. And I heard them yell, call the Capitol. And I woke up. Call the Capitol.
Holy guacamole, as they say. We're going to be back, folks. I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Absolutely fascinating, fascinating stuff. Don't go away. Folks, Eric Metaxas here. Somebody just handed me a piece of paper with insane information on it. But I know it's true because the other day I literally got a phone call from Mike Lindell telling me, Eric, you got to check out. And then he tells me about this towel special, right? And he says, you got to tell your audience. Okay, so here's the special. $39.99 if you use the code Eric. Normally $109.99. We're talking about the towels that work. We've talked about this before. It's a technology where the towels actually do the job of being absorbent and, you know that whole thing. So they're amazing towels, but you can get a set of six towels for $39.99. You have to use the code Eric. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and or you can call 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057. Use the code Eric. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Amanda, I got to ask you like the tough question. There are people listening that they don't buy any of this stuff. They just think you're somebody with an active imagination, and they would say, okay, so you're having some weird dreams. So what? I have weird dreams. Like, what does it matter? Why are you talking about on Eric's show? Why is Eric having you on his show? Like, what? Talk about that, because this is your life. This is important.
It is. You know, this has been going on with me since I'm a little girl. So, you know what I mean? This has been going on for like 35 plus years, since about the age of six. So people, when they don't live it in a way, it's hard to understand it. But these are dreams and visions and things the Lord has given me over and over again for years and years that have come to pass. In fact, with me, what's going on with me was prophesied when I was 26 years old, 13 years before it ever happened. So this is interesting, too. I'll say this really quick because it'll help prove my point. There's a woman named Brigitte who is one of the most prophetic people I've ever met, and she went to the church we were going to at the time. And it was an Assembly of God church when I was in my mid-20s. And I was really sick at that point. And I mean, I was very thin. I was getting white blood cell transfusions. I mean, I was really ill. And so she came over to pray for me. And when she started to pray for me, she stopped and she looked at me. She goes, Amanda, the Lord is going to raise you up into a prophetic ministry, and it is going to be a driving force in the world. And it is going to be a different kind of ministry because the Lord is going to build it brick by brick himself, and you're going to let him. And it's going to have a healing aspect to it. Little does she know, and this will prove my point, what you asked, I had a dream. She didn't know I had this dream. And I was standing in the front of an enormous room that I couldn't even see to the back of. And there were so many tables, and at each table was a different nation. And I was preaching to the nations. So I had this dream, and then she comes over and, not knowing this, prophesies this from the Lord.
It's amazing. I mean, again, there are people that understand this and they're around it. And I always want to introduce my audience to these kinds of things and to different kinds of things because, you know, what's real is real. And we have to try to make sense of it. But I know that God speaks to you and speaks through you. I don't know if it's too we only have a little bit left, but I was going to say, do you have a sense of where we are in the nation or what's coming this year? And if you don't, you don't have to say, but I'm just curious if you do.
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you something quickly to give something tangible for those watching who don't understand it to hold on to. You don't see the wind, but you see the effects of the wind. Nobody sees wind, but you know it's present because the trees are blowing and there are waves in the water and you know what I mean? You see the grass moving and that's how you know the wind is present. So it's the same thing with the Lord and prophecy. By the effects of it, you know the Lord is present. By it coming to pass, you know the Lord is present. So that's just something tangible for them to hold on to that the Lord kind of just dropped in my spirit as you were talking. So we are at a very crucial tipping point in the nation. Now, you have to understand, when something tips and it goes whoop, it's going to get a little wild for a minute. You know what I mean? It's going to go, whoa, you know, it's kind of like going down the dip on the roller coaster. Roller coaster's climbing, 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 and it's getting ready to tip. And it goes, whoop, you know, for a moment, everyone's stomach goes into their throat. You know what I mean? And then it comes back. You know what I mean? It levels out. So we're at this incredible tipping point in this nation. I remember back in, it was September or November, I delivered from the Lord a warning to the Supreme Court. A warning. It was a warning, and the Lord said, let it be noted this day in the book of records that this warning is being given. So basically, it was a warning that was issued to them before these cases went before them. And so I'm watching this going, we are teetering on the brink of everything tipping. Like the enemy is trying to hold on. It's like a tug of war and the rope is breaking and he's losing control. And this is the point where we're at right now in the nation. The people are restless. America is suffering from a heart condition, most spiritual and natural. The Lord told me that America is suffering from a heart condition. And you have one of the highest courts in the land that some of these things right now in these cases are resting on. I think the difference with the United States is that the people are crying out to the Lord right now in a way they didn't do in Nazi Germany. Meaning like there's way more resistance. There's way more resistance in opening their eyes, standing up and saying no more. And they're doing what they should have done in Nazi Germany to stop that from happening.
I agree with you. I think that's right. Okay. That's that's why I have hope, because I see that there are enough people praying and resisting. I mean, clearly most are not, but enough are. And I think there are plenty of people kind of watching from the sidelines, trying to see what's going on. And they are coming to certain conclusions. I mean, when you see things as insane as they have been, I think a lot of people, they simply didn't think it could get this bad, that gas prices would rocket up, that the economy would go crazy, that we would be perceived as weak by all our enemies around the world, that transgender madness would pollute every part of culture and on and on and on, and that racism would be a thing, right? That you have critical race theory introducing racism, in effect pushing division between the races that wasn't there before. I mean, it's amazing. And I think your average American looks at it and says, yeah, this is nuts. I was not prepared for this. And I believe a lot of those people are going to suddenly open themselves up to what my friend Stephen Meyer calls the God hypothesis. Like, yeah, maybe things are so crazy that I will turn to God. I wasn't really planning on that, but I don't see any other realistic solution. And the only people who seem to have sanity are people who believe in the God of the Bible and take him seriously. So I'm hopeful. Just a few seconds left in this segment. I'll give you the last word, as they say.
You know, we keep our sanity because we know Jesus is in the boat with us. So the wind and the storm may be raging right now, but we have an advantage because we have Jesus in the boat with us. Doesn't mean the storm won't come, but it means we have the one in the boat with us that can rebuke it.
We're going to be right back talking to Amanda Grace, Miracle Monday on the Eric Metaxas Show. Folks, I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Amanda, I want to get really crazy. You recently, was it recently, heard an audible voice, God speaking to you? When was that?
This was a few days ago, actually. Hold on. I can tell you the exact date of it right here. It was
A lot of people, it's just safe to put you in the category, put this in the category of witchcraft and turn the channel. But I don't because I know you. This is real. So you... At some point recently, you heard an audible God's voice speaking to you audibly?
Yes. So basically, I was in prayer and I had for a moment shut my eyes. You know what I mean? And you're not asleep, but you're almost there. And loud, I heard Obamacare flew up on the couch when I heard this. And I thought, why am I hearing this? Okay. I'm up, Lord. I'm up. So it's kind of like I'm wondering now, why am I hearing this? Because normally when I hear and when I'm told this, when the audible voice of the Lord speaks, normally it's shortened to the point, you know, in this manner. And so I started to do some research about Obamacare and jabs after I heard this, because really the battle in the courts right now is going, it's like Obamacare 2.0 in a way, revved up. And so when I did some research, now this is interesting, when I looked it up, Obamacare and these jabs, there is a document that was produced in 2013, I believe it was February of 2013, from AHIP, which is America's Health Insurance Plans. Okay. When you go and find this document, the first three pages, I have it up right now, is the Affordable Care Act and immunizations. Okay. And they talk about this for three pages at the beginning of this document. And it says health plans commitment to vaccinating all populations. This is what it says on their document. That was released in 2013. So they had intentions back then, and that's why Obamacare went to the courts, and that's why a certain justice tipped it in a certain direction who shall remain nameless. And this is why they had plans way sooner to do this than they did. And Obamacare was a part of it. It was a part
of this. Again, it gets to government control, folks. If you understand anything about freedom on the American model, you understand that centralized government control is evil. It is the enemy of your freedom. And it's basically, you know, it's introduced. It's the Trojan horse. Hey, we're going to have free health care. Come on, sign up. Hey, we're going to help you. And you're giving away your rights slowly but surely. And obviously, one of the big reasons so many people were opposed to Obamacare was because of that. I mean, the idea of centralizing power in that way, it's bad no matter how you look at it. But when you look at it with regard to the vaccines and vaccine mandates, you start realizing this is a way to control people. This is a way to rob people of their God-given freedoms. But it's interesting to me that you heard an audible voice, because I know that doesn't happen even to you very often.
No, and surprisingly enough, after I write that down and I go back into prayer and I'm just about again, I'm relaxed and I hear another word, and it was Metarex. I had no clue what Metarex was. I thought I was losing my mind.
20 seconds. What is it?
It is a patient health software system, sharing system of patient information in Ontario, Canada. Watch this company in the middle of all
this.
And
wait, you heard this as an audible voice from God?
I don't know what the word word was. I heard Metarex.
Oh,
I'm like, I don't even.
Oh my gosh. Amanda, you are so much fun to talk to. You're not just informative. You're fun. We love you. God bless you, Amanda Grace. Thank you.
Shalom.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.